Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Multitudes gather together on Sundays to clap their hands and sway to musical entertainment and positive reinforcement messages delivered by smooth-talking orators who prescribe medicine which is easy upon the palate to men and women who have never felt woe at having offended the great and mighty God. They assure their hearers that they can solve their problems by the act of believing according to their own free will. Not only that, but they prescribe for them ways in which they can be filled with the Holy Ghost and gain joy unspeakable by the activity of the same will. Greater deceivers cannot be found among men. The Lord will prepare the soil before he is pleased to sow his seed. His method in doing this varies according to the good pleasure of his will, but he will break up the fallow ground nonetheless. Sometimes he will put the plow in deep and break men with the terrors of fear, as he did with the Philippian jailer. Then sometimes he will more mildly confront them with their ignorance of his truth, as he did with the Ethiopian eunuch. At other times he will bring them to their knees as he exposes his glory and the vileness of their self-righteous manner, as he did with the Apostle Paul and Job. But in all cases, he will bring them to a confrontation of their abject need of a Savior, and will give them the knowledge of him who is that mighty deliverer. There can be no work of salvation where there is no repentance, wrought in the sons of God by the working of the Holy Ghost. Repentance is a work of the Spirit in the sons of God, wherein they are enabled to behold the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This repentance is not a mere sorrowful confession of deeds which one has committed, but is rather a repudiation of the total contrariness of their sinful flesh to the way of God. This repentance is demonstrated in the words of Job as he said, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes." It is further manifested with David's broken-hearted confession, "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." This is a far cry from making a decision to let the Lord into your heart. There can be no work of salvation where there is not a calling. First and foremost, there must be a calling, which is performed by the Lord himself. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Secondly, there must be a calling upon the Lord by those who are awakened by his Spirit to hear the word of God. "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." It is impossible for those whom the Lord shall call to avoid calling upon him, just as a baby is compelled to cry out for its parent. "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." There can be no work of salvation where there is no indwelling of the Holy Spirit. "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Being filled with the Holy Ghost is not an optional accessory to salvation, but is rather the evidence of it. The sons of God are each given a measure of faith according to the pleasure of God, yet none is without faith. In like fashion, the degree in which the Spirit of God is pleased to manifest himself in each of the sons of God also varies, yet none is without that Spirit. The Spirit which causes men to rejoice with joy unspeakable is the same one who convinces men of judgment and produces a contrite heart. Do you walk in humility before the Holy God of heaven and earth?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.